He turned into the shopping centre for a fortifying coffee and a hunk of Victoria sponge. Antoinette's was one of only two units of 14 defying the slump and remaining open. His eye was drawn to a large mural on the wall opposite the cafe, painted by the late Dove Conley. Dove had been commissioned by the proprietor of the shopping centre, Dinky Murta, in a fit of munificence some 5 years ago, during more prosperous times, to reflect Tullyanna in all her glory. Although it featured prominent landmarks, the churches, the old mill, the new meat plant, and characters contemporary and historical, Dove's quirky, some might say satirical, some might even go as far as to say esoteric tableau was not to everyone's liking. Indeed, some of the more, shall we say, Hogarthian caricatures. Dinky himself was depicted with frog features and bulging pockets, and more libelous inferences were painted over within minutes of the unveiling. It was rumoured that Sandra Mohan, or multiple allusions to Sandra Mohan, were hidden, Where's Wally style, within the mural. One notable absence from the painting was Philip Sharkey. Kevin was planning to call on Philip later in the day, after work, a fondness for him and a protectiveness towards him, not in any way lessened by time. This was, mind you, despite Philip being now a fully grown man, the smooth edges roughened, a determination about him, as Kevin had noted last night at Dove's wake, that was nothing short of intense. Only Philip could help him now. Philip would know better than anyone why Dove might have died.